News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince here, as well as Missy Mora, because we have the holidays to talk about.
We do have the holidays. Happy holidays to everyone as everyone's out doing their Christmas shopping and getting ready for the holidays. It's a very busy time of year, but it's also kind of a fun energy time of year. It's also a time of year that a lot of people think about giving to other people, to giving, paying it forward. When the world's treated them well, they want to help other people. And there's a cool opportunity for that. So as you're out doing all of your gift wrapping and you're thinking, oh, good gracious, I don't really want to wrap all these presents, we have a solution for you. And so Missy Mora is here with 211, one of our investment initiatives. 211 provides information and referral to community residents in need 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. They deal with people when they're not necessarily in the best of moods and when they're looking for resources, but they do it happily and in a very helpful way. And so this is a time when they're just needing to raise a little bit of extra money, and this is one of their fundraisers that they do.
So let's hear about it.
All right, so we're super excited. This is our second year doing our holiday gift wrapping fundraiser, and we will be at Post Oak Mall for the next two weekends, so December 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th, from about 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. wrapping gifts. And we'll accept any type of donation. We also have suggested donation amounts anywhere from about $3 a gift to about $15 a gift. But as I said, it's any donation is accepted. We're also looking for volunteers. So if you like to if you want to volunteer, but two, if you like to wrap gifts, if you want to come and help us out,
And even more so if you do gift wrapping well.
Yes, that's right. Come out and help us. We have shifts that run about 3 hours along each shift. So it's not a big chunk of your time or your day, and it'll help out a great cause.
How does one find you if they want to volunteer?
They can either email me at mmora@uwbv.org, or they can call me at 696-4483, extension 107.
Just don't try 211.
They can call 211. It'll get to me eventually. But
well, and I chuckle about that just as the transition. Does 211 get busier at this time of the year?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes, we definitely
with
do.
With what?
With holiday assistance calls, people looking for gifts for their families, looking for meals for their families during the holiday time. Maybe they've kind of overspent on those gifts and they need help paying other things, other bills, or they have unexpected, you know, expenses come up. So we get lots of calls.
And we've talked about the volunteers for the gift wrapping. How is 211 staffed?
So we have staff that here locally that serve the 7-county region. And so I have about 4 full-timers plus myself, and then about 3 part-timers. And so we're all going to be out there working as well.
Again, the contact information if somebody wants to go wrap.
Sure, they can contact me at 696-4483, extension 107.
And Allison, just a continuing reminder of the community campaign going on, still the continuing reminder if employers still want to have a workplace presentation. Not necessarily have to do the presentation between now and the end of the year, but why not to go ahead and get that set up for the first part of next year?
Sure. A lot of people think that campaign ends as of Christmas, and that's not really true. While the bulk of campaign has already happened, it's still not too late. We've even had a couple companies that have that typically do something in the November, December time period, and just for one reason or another, just some things came up in their business and they weren't able to, so we're scheduling them for early January. So it's absolutely not too late to include United Way as a part of your philanthropic giving plan, even for the new year, whether you want to make a corporate gift just directly to United Way or whether you want to give your employees the opportunity to make a gift through your workplace to United Way. It's a really awesome opportunity. They can always reach out to us through our website, uwbv.org, or they can call our office, 696-4483.
In fact, a greedy thing just came in my mind, because I know there are many employers who also do employee matching as well.
Absolutely. We've got several employers that will do either a 50% or 100% match or whatever the company is comfortable with. And really, it's an opportunity for the company to step forward and say, listen, I believe in what we're doing. I believe in building a stronger community. I believe in working with United Way to collectively impact the community. And we're asking you to do that, but we're also going to step up and do that as well. Some companies will just do a flat corporate gift. Some do a match, like we said. So it just kind of varies company to company and what fits best for you. Something I also like have been saying a little bit more lately is, if you've thought about this in the past and for one reason or another United Way didn't fit with you at the time, reconsider us, because a lot has changed for us as an organization. A lot has changed in our community over the last several years, and we're able to work with people in a more flexible way. So just because we don't, you might not fit a cookie cutter, doesn't mean that that's it, that there's no opportunity for relationship. There's a lot of opportunities to work together, whether it's through financial giving or in another capacity, like some corporate volunteerism and things like that. So there's a lot of cool things happening with us.
And we talked about the volunteer with the gift wrapping. Lindsay was here a couple weeks ago, and I think it's worth mentioning that I'm guessing you're still looking for volunteers for the grant appropriation process.
Yeah, I like to kind of jokingly say that you've helped raise the money, now have a say in where it goes, and that's really truthfully what it is. Our community comes together to donate money to United Way, and the community comes together to decide how that money is invested in our community. And that's what our community impact grant review process is. We use about 30 volunteers to make the decisions on how we're going to invest over the next 2 years. And it's about a little over $500,000 over the next, each year over the next couple of years that we're going to be investing. So it's a pretty significant responsibility that you have a say in how that's done. And so a grant reviewer will work in a team. They'll review applications, they'll go out and do site visits, get to know these organizations that are applying for funding pretty intimately, and then they make a funding recommendation to our board of directors, who then makes the final determination. So it's really a valuable experience if you're at all interested in the grant making process. If you're at all interested in having a say in how these funds are invested, we welcome you to contact our office and be a part of this discussion.
And a continuing reminder of being able to make a contribution online or by texting.
Online at uwbv.org, you can text the word Stronger United, that's one word, Stronger United, to the number 41444, or you can go on our Facebook page, you can come by our office, you can mail it to our office, we'll work with you however you'd like.
And a reminder again, the gift wrapping to benefit 211 Texas the next 2 weekends, the regular hours at the mall is open, right? Very good. Missy Moore at 211 Texas, Allison Prince, United Way, the Brazos Valley, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.